In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephon Diggs is one of the best man-beating receivers in the NFL of the last 10 years. And you saw in the second half of the season, Kincaid start to emerge as an answer to that as well. And I just pulled this out of curiosity. After the coordinator change, when the Bills faced man coverage, Kincaid's target share jumped. He averaged more yards per route run versus man coverage than Stephon Diggs in that second part of the season. And his air yards per attempt took massively from 5.8 to over 8 air yards per attempt.
Mina Kimes on Kincaid. I was saying recently how this time of year when you're thinking about the NFL, and there are no developments, no injuries, no trends, no practices at all, that I am somebody, like, not only do I have, I'm suited for it because I have this obligation to talk about this all the time, so I'm thinking about it all the time, and I think it's possible that your brain just sort of gets bored with the same, well, I do. I get bored saying the same things all the time. I don't want to say the same things all the time. So you sort of move the pieces around a little bit. And there are times when it comes to Kincaid, overall, like we've talked about constantly, this offense, it's a state of flux and just who is going to stand out, what they're going to try to be. All these things are going to be, they're all TBD in the post-Diggs era here with Josh Allen. So I know there are times when it comes to Kincaid where I will talk like that, and what last year represents is a move in the right direction later in the season. Why wouldn't that be meaningful? He was a rookie. So his current offensive coordinator used him better at down the field. Think of the touchdown he caught against the Steelers in the playoffs. You know, just more shot plays with Kincaid. It was this coordinator. It was a more developed player. Now Diggs is gone to the moon with Dalton Kincaid. There are other times, though, other days when I'll enter the room, so to speak, from a different path, and it's like, okay, well, that's fine, but you have Knox here still running the ball more. Can he block well enough? Like, are they going to want him to just replace Knox? I doubt it. And you have whatever Shakir, Bulldog, is going to come back next week, and unless Spain really changed this man, he's going to talk up Shakir. You know, like he's going to lead, he's going to be their leader. Keon Coleman, a high pick. Samuel, even Claypool and MVS. And so what does that ceiling season look like for Kincaid? I think I would bet on more yards, more touchdowns, fewer catches. Fewer catches, though, even without Diggs. I think it was interesting yesterday talking to Mike Giardi, and I just happened to, maybe it was like right before the show started, where I saw the email that comes in with quarterback stat props all over the league, passing yards, touchdowns, interceptions, in Josh Allen's case, rushing yards. And we talked, Mike and I talked about that, how Allen's prop number was 37.50. And I didn't look at everybody's versus their careers to date, but that is way lower than he's been for 4 years. I mean, he's been over 4,000 yards for four straight years and, you know, often well over. So why 37.50? I think, and I want to be checked on this, it's logical to me that the over-unders would come in lower because of the chance of injury. Like, Allen hasn't missed games. If he missed four games, the bet would count, and that's, you know, 1,000 yards off his total. So these might skew conservatively. But it's also logical to think the departure of Diggs, if not also Davis, is relevant to that. That there's an expectation the Bills' passing offense will not be as good or as prolific, if that's a better way to put it. And then if that's right, how high can Kincaid climb here in this offense if they really do want to use all these different guys? The questions will linger for a month until camp is underway, for another month once the preseason plays out, and then the whole season. And even then, after the season's over, we're still not going to really know anything about the Bills. Unless they miss the playoffs, then we'll know a lot. But if they make it, that's really what it all comes down to for a team in this, you know, position on its timeline, going to the playoffs 4 years in a row. I mentioned a couple times this week, if you were paying attention and happened to care about this, my wife's brother's family has been up visiting from Orlando. Huge Bills fan, my wife's brother. Used to live here, went to UB, now he lives in Florida. And so he was looking at the schedule, trying to figure out what the best game to go to is for him. And I thought that was kind of interesting to look at the schedule and kind of do that with him. Because, I mean, I'm not making the trip. I'm already here. What game would be the most appealing game to travel to? Home game to travel to? Like, the best game on the schedule for me, I think, is San Francisco. They don't play them very often. NFC champions, all the stars on the 49ers, Sunday night. That's the game I would say I'm looking forward to the most on the Bills schedule. But it's Sunday night. And that, logistically, that can be tough. I think I'd rather, if I'm picking one game to come up for, if I were he, it would not be a night game. Just like too hard, too late. Am I flying home in the morning? Don't have to be at work in the morning. You know, like regular people have to work the morning after these Sunday night, Monday night games, Thursday night games. So I would not pick a night game. And as many as they have, it's only the Niners, or no, Jacksonville. I was going slow because I think I might have been wrong there. Jacksonville in week 3 is a Monday night home game, and then the Niners in week 13. Two home night games. I would not pick those. Kansas City is maybe the obvious answer because of the history. 4-25, week 11. But see, I keep coming back to what a win over the Chiefs might feel like. Is it going to mean that much? They have beaten the Chiefs in the regular season 3 straight years. And we're here right now coming off that playoff loss and 2 others to them. It's going to be kind of, you want to win, but it's going to be kind of a hollow feeling in the regular season, I think. So I like the Kansas City game. It's the, you know, if not San Francisco, the best game, home game on their schedule. But I wouldn't want to pick that one, I think, because I don't know what winning feels like in the regular season against the Chiefs. Well, I do from recent years. It hasn't meant a lot. High bar, I know. I like the opener. I don't think he can actually do that, but my favorite home game, if I were wanting to travel to Buffalo for one Bills game this year, it would be week 1. I love week 1 anyway. It's one of the great days of the year in sports, and Arizona is interesting. It's different. Everybody's kind of back together. Kansas City is a little bit of what does winning feel like, you know, that the night games are too late. New England at Christmas is not bad, but it's possibly like brutal out. And I don't know if the Patriots are that interesting, really. I would pick Arizona. The home games are Arizona, Jacksonville on a Monday night. Okay. Tennessee week 7. Okay. Miami is fine. That's a good one. Week 9, 1 o'clock. Chiefs, Niners, New England and the Jets. Those games late December, I would definitely not want to plan for those just because of weather. Although they could be big. That Jet game week 17 could be very big. 803-0550 if you would like to comment. Leading into July 4th here, I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for being with me today. We'll have more after this on WGR.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.